This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues now with Danny Ventura, the regional high school sports editor of the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Bill. How are you?
I am good. Just trying to crank up your volume here as we speak, and I think I've might have overdone it. Okay, here we go. But Danny, first up, you know, I'm going to start somewhere where our listeners have no idea where I'm going with this, but those Detroit Lions, oh my goodness, they're 6-2 on the season. You know, being a Patriot fan a few years ago, we adopted Tampa Bay because Tom Brady was there. Now I'm adopting the Lions. I'm not kidding you here. I mean, seriously.
You've just made my day.
Hey, how often does a team knock out a head coach, you know, after a win during this part of the season? So you guys must be thrilled.
I mean, it's been a long time. I can't even put it in words. You know, it feels good that you can actually follow an NFL team that actually resembles an NFL team.
You know, you got me going. So today I'm looking at their schedule online, their upcoming games, and I'm thinking they can win out except for maybe the Cowboys right at the end. What do you think?
I mean, with the Lions, anything's possible. I mean, they could beat any team there. They could lose to any team there. But as we look at, you know, we'll take the mantra from the guy in Foxborough. We're just worried about Los Angeles right now.
Okay. They beat Las Vegas, and the coach is gone after Las Vegas from last weekend. All right. Well, that aside, we'll go on to high school football, I guess. Danny, I got the divisions up there in this post. We've got the North Shore schedule up there. I don't know where you want to go, but I'm going to jump. Instead of going to Division One, which would be the obvious, I'm going to Division Two, where you do have a potential matchup. Maybe just shed some light on us down the road of a CM King Philip game for a championship game in Division Two. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it would be the third straight year, and it would probably irritate people even more. Well, the simple fact is, why is Catholic Memorial in Division Two?
Yeah, I think we've gone over that a little bit. That King Philip team, if Peabody were to keep winning and they were to keep winning, they would meet in the semifinal round. But that's
right.
That's a little far ahead. Anything else in those top? Anything in the top two divisions that you want to share with us that you're looking at all this weekend? You got the ones versus the 16s and so on. But what are you
right.
look? Yeah,
I think what you could see is the second weekend. You know, you get possible St. John's Prep BC High rematch, and from what people said, there was a little tension late in the game and after the game. So, you know, getting them, you know, a second meeting in 3 weeks, and this time it would be at St. John's Prep, could be interesting.
All right, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
And then the other one is, you know, you hate to see this happen in a second round, but you could be looking at a possibility of a Springfield Central Xaverian rematch. I mean, those are two teams that are fully capable of winning the whole thing, yet one of them is not even going to reach the semifinal.
All right, good point. And I think in Division One is the prep, I think, has just made has really put it together this year. There are a lot of question marks, I think, for them moving forward here in 2023, but I think they've answered a lot of those questions this year.
I mean, I think you almost have to say this might be Brian's best coaching job. As we look at the team, I mean, you know, and this is not disrespecting, but there's no, you know, superstar players there. But they, you know, they bought into his system. You know, they know what they want to do, and you know, they've been effective.
No, I actually totally agree with you on that. Yeah, this is a team. I mean, as you point out, in the past there have been. It's always been a team, but there have been some guys that elevate themselves. I mean, D1 players and so on. And not that there aren't D1 players on this team. I'm not saying that. But this is a real team, and they're tough. They're really tough on both sides of the ball.
I mean, when they beat CM, and I mean, the way they beat CM, if you're a coach, I mean, there's got to be nothing better than, you know, basically out-toughing the opposition. Because there was no trick plays involved. This was simply our guys lining up. You line up, let's see who wins. And the prep clearly won. I mean, there can't be any better feeling for a coach to be on the winning side of something like that.
No, you nailed it. All right, I'm going to jump down here. We've got the games and the North Shore teams again on this post down below of this interview. But, Danny, down in D4, you got Marblehead heading out to Middleboro. What can you tell? Any thought, insight on Middleboro or on this matchup?
Well, Middleboro's coming off a huge win over Abington. You know, they have played well. You know, the league, South Shore League has always been a solid league. You know, they're 6-2, and like I said, you know, they, you know, Pat Kingman has done a very good job there. Marblehead seems like, you know, they peaked at the right time. So I think that's one of the better first-round matchups, to be honest with you.
No, I agree with you on that. I mean, on paper, I mean, it looks like it could be. I got to jump to D5 now. You've got we have Danvers and Newburyport up here on the North Shore, but you have Hanover as the number one seed there. Are they the predominant favorite, 8-0 on the season?
I don't know if I'd say predominant, because I think Foxborough is very good, but Hanover's outstanding. I mean, they came into the season, you know, they had talked, you know, last year that, you know, we feel we're ready to make the jump. They were a junior-laden team who played well in the postseason, and they stepped up and beat Duxbury, and people down there believe it's the first time in school history. I mean, I know they had lost at least 15 straight, and many of them were not competitive. So for them to knock Duxbury off, and Duxbury hasn't lost since that game, that tells you a lot about Hanover.
All right.
I just wanted to jump to Foxborough. Similar situation is Hanover. They made a nice run. They were, I think, a 6 or 7 seed last year. Got to the semifinals with basically a junior-laden team. You know, their head coach, Jack Martinelli, recently won his 300th game. I mean, to me, those are the two favorites. I think Shaheen is very good as well. They have that experience. They did get to the Super Bowl last year. You know, I just don't know the schedule, if they've played the same type of schedule as those other two have. But they are very, very talented, and Al Costabile annually does a fantastic job there.
All right, D6, we got a lot of interest here on the North Shore in D6 with Salem, Linfield, Swampscott, Winthrop, St. Mary's all in there. Thought on D6 at all for us? It doesn't have to be on those teams that I just mentioned, but just an overview.
You know, the intriguing game, I think, is the 8-9 matchup, Fairhaven and Winthrop. Fairhaven, you know, lost for the first time last week, and you don't know how that, you know, when you're a 7-0 team, and coaches never want to lose any game, but you'd rather not lose in week 8, you know, and then you have to go in. And Winthrop's, I think they're a battle-tested team. They're the type of team that, you know, you're going to have to beat them. You know, Nick Capuccio's had a terrific season there. Fairhaven has an excellent back in Justin Marquise or whatever, however you pronounce it. But I'll tell you, whatever he calls his last name, one thing he does know is he can find the end zone.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen, you know, Danny, I've seen Winthrop 4 times this year, and I like that team. I mean, and I've seen them win twice, I've seen them lose twice. But you're right, they're a solid team, and I wouldn't want to play them, you know, that's for sure. Yeah.
I'll tell you, another one in your area is that Dennis Yarmouth-Salem game. Dennis Yarmouth is a high-powered, I think, my guess is they're probably very similar to Lynn Classical. So I could see that game being another one of those, you know, up and down the field type games. It'll be a fun, it'll be one of the more interesting games to go watch on the weekend. You know, if you're a fan with no vested interest in the North Shore, and you want to see a good game where you're going to get your money's worth, I think that's a pretty good guess right there.
Oh, that's a great tip. Thank you on that. Yeah. From the Cape, Dennis Yarmouth. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have also Manchester Essex in D7 and also Kip in D8, so on here on the North Shore. Any thoughts on either one of those two divisions, Danny?
I mean, Manchester Essex certainly didn't get an easy draw. You've got to go down to Cohasset, who's traditionally one of the better teams in Division 7. I know they're 4-3, but they did draw the second seed because, again, you know, playing in that South Shore League, you're picking up a lot of points. And that, you know, that's a tough draw for a Manchester Essex team who probably feels like they should be better than a 15 seed.
Yeah, that's what struck. Yeah, I agree with you, yeah.
And, you know, you're looking at Division 8, you've got Kip. You know, you're looking at Kip's bracket. They should win the first game. Carver is going to be a very tough game in the quarterfinal. Carver is a lot like Hanover, a type of team that they've been pointing to this season. I believe it's the first time they've won their league championship in more than 2 decades, and they've put up a lot of points.
All right. I got one other question, Danny, on the high schools. A lot of people are buzzing about this one. Everett did not make the playoffs with the point system, and I just want to hear it from you. Is it because of the Greater Boston League the fact that it's down overall? They're not winning out of league at all?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at, you know, the six wins, four of them came against the last four teams in Division III. They had a combined record, I believe, 6-26. And the other two teams were Lynn Classical and Medford, who did not make the tournament. So there was no opportunity to pick up a lot of points. You know, the two games they did play, you know, they did play Xavarian, played BC High, went 1-1, but there was just so much, you know, from the six league games. And something I brought up for a couple of years is that they're going to have to take a long, hard look at this. Is it more you want to play your full GBL schedule? You could be running into this situation more often. You know, do you go to the league, which I'm sure they would be amenable to, is, you know, maybe go independent or maybe work out something with the league where they're guaranteed maybe two, three games, league games a year, which would give Everett a little more flexibility to go pick up a decent non-league game. And thus, you know, because, I mean, you know, let's be honest, they're, I would say, you know, probably a top 10 team in Eastern Mass. And, you know, when you see something like this, that they're not even one of the top 16 in Division One. I mean, I do think the power system works by and large, but if you go to Everett and try to tell them today that it works, you're probably not going to get much agreement.
No, and I wouldn't disagree with them on that either. And, you know, when they joined, the GBL joined the Northeastern Conference a number of years ago, Everett was not part of the football. That was part of the deal, not to have Everett come in football, because they would have won everything, obviously. But, and they still might win everything now, to be quite honest with you. But I don't know what they can, you know, other than go independent, like you said. And I don't know how hard it is nowadays to put together a D1 independent schedule, if you will.
See, I honestly think, and I've talked to a couple of ADs in the league, and I think they would be amenable to something like where they would guarantee, you know, three games. You've got the two Catholics, that's five. You need to have a minimum, I believe, of seven to be tourney eligible. So you have to find two games. And this team's always looking. And I know people talk about this Everett thing, but I just think, you know, if this is not the John DiBiase Everett teams, much like, you know, people still are in this thing that Armin Colombo is coaching Brockton. I mean, they're not what they were. I mean, Everett's still good. Brockton has clearly dropped a little bit. But I think teams would have I don't think they'd have any problem picking up a couple of games.
No, I agree with you, too, and times change. And, I mean, you look for something that to solve a problem, to make it fair, make it, you know, make it right, if you will, for Everett. And, maybe they don't get a lot of, empathy, if you will, right now after all these years. But you're right. It's not the same team. It's not the same time. And things change. And it doesn't mean it will stay that way forever, but let's see what happens. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you look at I think Central Catholic has been playing out and has to go to Springfield and play. I think, given the options, would you rather go have to do a road trip to Springfield or a road trip to Everett? I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. I think a team like St. John's Prep is probably, you know, in the next year or so, probably going to be looking for games, because I'm going to imagine a couple of non-leaguers on their schedule probably, you know, are going to think twice about playing them. You know, you've got teams like Andover, Franklin, and I think even Brockton. I mean, I do think there's the potential to pick up games. I'm not going to buy that. The only one you hear is Catholic Memorial definitely had issues, but one of the reasons you can't have a total sympathy for them is that they had a chance to play Springfield and chose not to. So,
no, I think you've nailed it. I really do. All right, Danny. Anything else? What should we look for in the Herald this weekend? Are you scrambling for coverage here this weekend? It's a big weekend.
We certainly are. I mean, it's not just football. You've got the swimming, you've got the soccer, you've got field hockey, you've got volleyball. So there's a little something for everybody.
Well, I guess you're not resting for a while here, I guess. Huh?
No.
Not at all. Well, Danny, we really appreciate your insights on all of this to help us out, sort through this first weekend. There's a lot of unknowns as our area teams head out this weekend. But again, thanks again for all of your insights, and have a great weekend.
You as well. My pleasure.
All right. Great talking with you. Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald with us here on MSONewsSports.com.